microphone to that help and to listen to his consideration.
Thank you very much for the invitation and to the organisers in general. To summarise my position quickly, I support international standards for public sector accounting. If I had my way, Europe would have adopted IPSAs and would have put resourcing into improving IPSAs, making IPSAs be better resourced and actually responding more quickly. I recognise that that isn't a practical option, but I would like IPSAs to be as close to IPSAs as possible. And the reason for that is I don't accept there are many significant differences between the public sector and the private sector in terms of doing the accounting. I recognise there are significant differences between on the budgeting side. There are significant differences in terms of the uses to which that information is put. So, for example, we've just had an explanation of that France separates out the basis of budgeting and accounting. The UK actually has an integrated system, but I would regard that as a matter for a member state about what the relationship between the budgeting and the accounting is. Also, Yuri made reference to the possibility that under accruals accounting, certainly at whole of government level, government is shown to have negative net assets. That's where the interpretation of public and private are significantly different. The UK has been publishing for the last 5 years the fact that the UK has got negative net assets. It has had virtually no capital market implications at all in terms of what the government can borrow. Clearly, you have to explain to the market what the position is. There's sometimes a temptation to describe to imply that I adopt a neoliberal stance. I don't. I have no wish to privatise the public sector. I have no wish to not use the public power for regulatory purposes. So I certainly don't take a free market anti-public sector line at all. What I do believe is that accounting is about conveying financial information. And I don't think one actually helps that process of conveying financial information if you actually change the accounting to deal with particular domestic circumstances or corporate or company law circumstances, and particularly in the context of the European Union, because traditions are so evidently different that what something that might appear to help in the context of one country is not likely to help many countries at the same time. And I think one of the things I'm beginning to appreciate as the discussion at EPSIS goes on is how the kind of European Parliament attitudes towards IFRS is beginning to have certainly it's becoming clear to me how that is actually having an effect on the debate about public sector accounting. So there are several kind of contests going on. One is an international dispute about the power struggle about jurisdiction, which is one seen in previous presentations about the ISB and the European Union. One of the things that really worries me, coming from a country where our modifications to IFRS for the public sector are transparent, they are very relatively modest. I would be very worried if Europe adopted a set of public sector accounting standards that was very significantly different and actually made the UK less internationally comparable, because the UK has put 20 years of effort into becoming as internationally comparable as one can. This is not about IFRS, but I'm just going to make one point. I do not accept Yuri's position that IFRS was a significant factor in the global financial crisis. My reading of the literature does not support that view at all. One thing I think is happening is a debate about EPSAs, whereas I would want it to be a debate about how one would wish to change standards adopted by IPSAS B, what modifications could you justify in a European context to what Ipsos B has done? And it might be in certain cases that one got closer to IFRS than Ipsos B, so the compromises might be different, but I would rather the discussion was a technical was on the technical question about the standards. I suspect that people want to talk about governance, not saying that governance of Ipsos is not important, but I rather suspect that people want to talk about the governance as a way of kind of delaying talking about delaying progress and delaying kind of talking about the technical matters. I made a note this morning that one person of a previous panel wanted kind of accounting standard setting to be independent, transparent, and democratic. Now, you know, the kind of one's tempted to invoke Kenneth Arrow's impossibility theorem there. You cannot have a system of accounting standard setting that's independent, transparent, and democratic if, by democratic, you mean that an elected body, the European Parliament, is actually going to overrule what the standards are. If that is the arrangement, it's certainly not fully independent. And any standard setter, whether it's notionally a public standard setter or a private standard setter, one of the ways that they have to build their legitimacy is being transparent about what they do. And the construction of transparency and hence of legitimacy depends upon the operating mode of the body. I think that clearly there's a difference in continental European and British traditions, but I think that some of the debate about Ipsos, about IASB and Ipsos B being private sector bodies, and that, you know, is intrinsically bad, and that must be a public sector body. I agree that there might be clashes of cultural norms there, but I think some of that is a diversionary tactic. I think what's obvious from the kind of Ernst & Young and PwC reports that Eurostat commissioned is that, as Marie-Pierre said, adoption in France has been a long and expensive process. It was a long and expensive process in the UK. The UK took about 15 years, on some criteria, arguably 20, to get to the position it's now reached. So very clearly, countries that haven't already moved in this direction are going to find it very, very difficult to do so quickly. And of course, France and the UK made their moves in a far more benevolent economic climate than one actually has at the moment. Arguing for accountants rather than nurses is never a very popular activity. The two countries that come out from the Eurostat, the studies commissioned by Eurostat, as having significant issues are Germany and Italy, where if you look at the costings of what might be of what it might cost, those two countries have obviously got very big cost issues. And the question about how long it takes before people become compliant, assuming there was an Ipsos board with Ipsos standards to match Ipsos B, will obviously take, I think, rather longer than the kind of time horizon that the European Commission and Eurostat are currently talking about. If the climate about IFRS becomes too toxic and it actually delays or cancels the Ipsos project, let me refer back to what somebody said this morning, that if the European Union hadn't gone ahead with IFRS adoption, the rest of the world, including much of Europe, would have adopted US GAAP. So what I think would happen if Europe doesn't go ahead, what I would hope would happen in those circumstances, is that, in fact, Ipsos B, more countries will go to Ipsos. So the people shouldn't think that by stopping the Ipsos project, one is going to stop changes happening. Now, you could argue, as I say, given my opening position, I would probably rather have had a wholesale move to Ipsos by the European Union. I'm not too sure that I think that partial moves to Ipsos by some countries would necessarily be a significant issue. The UK now goes directly to IFRS. And it was fascinating from the Eurostat studies that the two most compliant countries with IPSAS are actually the United Kingdom, which doesn't follow IPSAS, or only at a very tertiary level, and France, who were by far the most compliant countries. The other consequence of not going ahead would be that statistical accounting will dominate. In terms of the uses which people want to put public sector financial information to, those uses will not go away within the context of the single market, within the context of the single currency. So what will happen is that fiscal surveillance will be done by the European Commission on the basis of less good data about the public sector than one would have if one actually went to accruals. And there are obviously externalities involved within the context of the European Union, but even more so within the context of the Eurozone. And those kind of externalities matter. In my view, the European Union is, as a whole, incriminated in the knowledge that the accounts of Greece had very serious faults before Greece came into the European Union, and Francesco Forti wrote a long piece about the various manipulations that Italy did to qualify to join the single currency. So people have known about these things. So there are fiscal externalities within the context of the single currency. The part of the ambiguities of the Greek crisis was that there were very, very significant exposure of German banks to the Greek economy. So who actually benefits from the Greek bailout is at least ambiguous. So I would like to make a positive argument. I agree with Marie Pierre that government should do their accounts on accruals. From what she said, I'm much more enthusiastic about harmonisation than she is. But I think that it is important in the modern interconnected world that within the context of the European Union and the Eurozone, one gets as good fiscal information as possible. My point is that if there is not good accruals-based information on reasonably consistent lines, what you'll find is that the statisticians will make the best estimates they can on the basis of information that might not be that good, and that will continue to be used. So in terms of legitimising fiscal surveillance, which is an inevitable feature of belonging to a single currency, in terms of legitimising, the better information that one can get, the better. The issue. One of the things which I think we can agree. One of the things which I don't think there's any dispute about is that the way that countries deal with their budgets is a separate issue from financial reporting. I strongly argued in the UK for the integration of the budgeting and the accounting. When Scotland got its parliament again after 300 years in 1999, I was one of the people arguing that Scotland should continue to be harmonised with the rest of the United Kingdom. So I think that there are significant benefits in terms of comparability, in terms of fiscal transparency. And at a time when democratic institutions have lost a significant amount of public trust, I think that one of the contributions that public sector accountants can make is to make sure that the information is as good as it possibly can be. Thank you very much.